Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Under the Microscope Advance. Hi, Lulu.
Hi.
So we're going to continue talking about TV in America. And we're going to start off with what Americans are now calling the golden age of American television.
Why do you call it the golden age? Actually, if you think about TV in our sense, we would think the golden age of TV has long gone.
Well, we think of this as the golden age of television because it's about the quality of programming that's been coming out in the past, I would say, 10, 15 years. There's been a shift to much higher quality storytelling, higher quality production, and even getting really good quality actors to perform in these TV shows.
This is one thing that always strikes me as quite special, because when you think of TV, you obviously think it's a, well, for lack of a better word, is a lower grade compared with movies.
Well, this used to be the truth, actually. A lot of people felt, oh, you're in television because you're not good enough to be in films.
Yeah.
But this isn't the case anymore. You get these award-winning movie actors now choosing to go and do television work, and you get television actors moving on to do high-quality films.
So the boundary is more blurred now, essentially. Yeah. And then in the olden days, you hear people say, oh, you know, some actresses or actors, they're saying, oh, I'm in movies or film industry, I cannot downgrade myself and do TV work. But nowadays, you have things like, case in point, Big Little Lies. I don't know if you watch that.
I've never seen the show, but I heard of it.
Yeah, it's a really, it's a hit show. And if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. And it's got those really big name actresses, movie actresses, like Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, Reese Witherspoon. Yeah, so I think they bring that sort of the level of work they showed in films into TV, into the arena of TV.
And also, plus now, TV programs are having more money to use, so they can pay the actors tons of money. Like the Friends actors, they got paid $1 million an episode near the end of it. And in Big Bang Theory, those actors got paid pretty close to the same.
$1 million per person per episode.
Yeah, crazy money. And even the shows themselves have budgets for special effects. So they got a lot of money to use to make better quality programming.
Talking about storylines, actually, you said, you know, higher quality stories. There's always something that I wonder. So you have so many episodes in one season.
Yeah.
Has it all been planned out from the beginning, or is it like ongoing?
That depends from show to show. There are some shows that, yes, everything has been planned out and storyboarded and all this stuff. Other shows, not so much. Usually you can tell by the quality of the storytelling and whether things are, you know, yeah, this kind of follows along nicely, or it's like, that's just kind of out of nowhere. So it does depend. Some shows are designed to not be, you know, just a continuous story. They're what we call, what do we call them? They're basically standalone shows. So each episode is its own little story.
Oh, self-contained.
Yeah, episodes. Self-contained. That's what I want.
But things like these popular, let's say, sitcoms like The Big Bang Theory, you can see that sometimes the storyline is changing in a way that you didn't expect them to change. And sometimes it's perhaps because they even changed the screenwriter. They've changed the writers for these.
Most likely. Yeah, things like that.
And for example, for one of the actors or actresses, a dispute with the studio, and then they will kill him off or kill her off or send them away. So they disappear from the show.
That's a good way to fire an actor. We'll kill your character.
Yep. So you talked about the golden age of American TV. How do they make money? Because you usually think of TV as making money through advertising.
Well, they make money based on which channel they're on. If they're on a network TV program, then yes, they make it from advertising. And if you have more people watching, then advertisers will pay more money to put their shows at that time. If their show's on HBO, it's premium. So HBO just like, here's money. So like Game of Thrones, they just got money from HBO because there's no advertising needed.
Yeah, and I suppose they have loads of money from all these, the entire franchise, essentially. There's a lot of paraphernalias.
Oh yeah, they can get money all kinds of places.
But apart from drama and comedy, I've noticed that you also produce an inordinate amount of reality TV.
Manufactured reality, as I like to call it.
Manufactured, so it's not really reality.
Not really. It is, okay, so yes, they do put real people into these situations, but they do get, you know, suggestions from the producers, or the producers are trying to push for certain things to get drama, to make it more interesting for the viewers. And they'll use deceptive editing to make things seem
spontaneous
and things like this.
But it's actually scripted, more or less.
More or less, yeah. Mm. And these are extremely popular. I think of it as kind of like junk food. It's easy to take in, it tastes good, but it's not good for you.
Yeah, and I suppose one reason why reality TV is popular, it's popular in China as well, is because reality TV, sometimes you see a lot of just everyday people, and then you get to laugh at them. You get to laugh at their, you know, silly decisions and stuff. So you kind of feel like a secretive superiority about yourself.
I suppose that's true. Mm. Personally, I try to avoid these kind of programs.
No, reality TV is not really my thing. You really do have reality TV about everything, about cooking, about dating, about parenting.
There's reality TV about, you know, buying a house. There's reality TV about living in a house with strangers. Mm. There's Survivor, where you put people in like an island. And there's so many different kinds. Mm.
Some of the reality TVs are fine. I just recently recommended to the audience one reality TV show. It's a makeover show. It's a Queer Eye. So, but sometimes there was positive energy.
Still not my cup of tea.
Well, so going on to the rating system. See, this is one of the things that I think people are talking about it in China. Mm-hmm. And saying that we should perhaps have some rating system for TV and films. So it's easier for example, for parents to know which TV or which movie is good for their kids, is suitable for their kids.
Right.
So your TV rating system is different from your movie.
Yeah, the movie rating system and TV rating systems are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
There are some similarities, but the TV actually has more steps to it.
Okay.
So they start off with what we call TVY. Y is for youth.
Young kids.
Young kids. So these are going to be like, if anything's TVY, this is meant for small children. It's most likely going to be educational programming.
Okay.
Or if you want to think of a popular show like Peppa Pig,
that would be Peppa Pig TVY. TVY. And then?
We have Y7, which is still, 7's like 7 years old. So this is still children's programming, but meant for slightly older kids.
Mm.
So there might be a little bit more, you know, cartoon violence in it.
Okay.
Then there's TVG for general audience.
General audience.
And you'll find this on a lot of educational things, like a cooking show.
Oh, so it's basically like a non-descriptive. It wouldn't touch upon anything
sensitive. Nothing like that, yeah. So like a nature show would be TVG or things like that. Then you have PG.
Parental guidance.
Correct. And this will be a lot of things like family comedies tend to be PG.
Mm, because there are certain content in these that you need the parents to kind of walk their kids through.
Right.
Or explain to their kids. For example, perhaps about death, perhaps about things violence. Like that,
yeah. And then TV 14, which is meant for 14-year-olds. So now you get to shows that are more violence in them, more coarse language.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to TVMA, mature audiences.
Mature audience, purely for adults.
So, yeah. So I imagine most of our audience know the TV show Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is definitely MA.
Yeah. People get their heads cut off. There's nudity. There's sex in it. So yeah, TVMA is definitely for adults only.
And you always hear that before you start watching a TV show, you always hear, viewer discretion advised.
Yes. Basically, we are protecting ourselves, so you know, if you let your children watch it, we warned you.
Yeah, it's your fault now. And then, so all of these ratings, who rates them though?
There is a TV rating board, so if you want to broadcast it on television, you have to submit to the ratings board. And then they will give you the rating.
Mm.
And certain channels will not show certain ratings.
Okay.
So obviously a channel that's, you know, meant for kids is not going to show anything above G.
So if it's a dedicated channel.
Right.
Mm. What about the, you know, sometimes the beep with the swear words? What is that about? Do you actually hear them on TV?
Yes. So like we mentioned in the basic episode about the talk shows, right? Well, sometimes you can't control what people say in a talk show, and they will say inappropriate language.
Mm.
So what we call swear words or curse words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, normally you can't say these on television without upping your rating system.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say the words, but the four-letter words, these will automatically move you up to mature audiences.
Okay, so your rating would change.
So they beep them out, so the rating doesn't get changed.
Oh, I see. So in the end, let's talk about the attitudes towards TV. Now, for parents, what kind of attitudes do parents have? Okay. Do they have a generally positive attitude or a negative attitude?
I would actually say it's neutral. Most parents would say that TV has its benefits because if you're a parent with a small children and you need to, say, cook dinner, TV is one way where you can, you know,
your babysitter.
Occupy your child for a few minutes.
Yep.
But parents do tend to limit, at least some parents do, limit how much television their kids watch. They will also, you know, limit the programming they watch. Obviously, most parents are not going to let their kids watch Game of Thrones.
Do you not have parental lock?
Absolutely. All TVs
have parental lock.
Parental lock. And in America, you can program them based on the rating system. So you can tell the TV, no TVMA.
Yeah.
Or no TV 14 TVMA.
Actually, even though we don't have the same sort of rating system, but now we all have parental lock for parents to protect their kids from inappropriate content. Yeah. All right. So that's all for TV. I know some of our listeners really like your English language TV shows, so feel free to leave a comment in the comment section about your favorite and least favorite TV shows. Let us know what you think.
Bye, everyone.
See you next time. Bye.